Hey y'all, what's going on? Ed Williams here with another episode of I Think I Finally Got a Name for the podcast, but the Start Your Thing, or rather Start the Thing podcast. It's like episode 6 and I just now got to a title I believe I'm comfortable with, but it may change. Who knows? Let me put y'all on some behind the scenes stuff. So every time I record one of these podcasts, I am not doing, I'm not sitting down in front of a desk. I'm usually in the kitchen cooking. Like, that's how convenient this app is. It's amazing. And y'all would never know unless I told you, you know? I'm usually either cooking or laying down, taking a break from my workload or doing something else just completely unconventional. Today, I want to talk about ideas and execution. And I want to talk about how always talking about the idea isn't necessarily a good thing. I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to give you some inside information on who you should tell ideas to, because they always shouldn't be so public. But there's sometimes a time and a place for them to be public. But 9 times out of 10, you just need to tell a certain few group of people, or you just need to keep it to yourself. And I'm gonna break down why. So let's get into that. And I'll see y'all in the main episode. So let's talk about how we got to stop talking about the idea and just start executing on it. Now, I actually just made this tweet, so I'm going to expand on these points. And that's, I think, the beautiful thing about the Anchor app as well. If you send out a tweet and it starts to get some traction, or a Facebook post or something like that, you can send out anything, or if you have a thought, like a random thought that you think it may be a good piece of content, you can just take out your phone, open the app, and hit record and let it be its own podcast episode. You can expand on your points. You can make, you know, give people some clarity on what you're talking about. Possibilities are endless. But so usually when I say things like this, I'm talking about myself, right? Me 2, 3, 4 years ago. And I used to get very comfortable talking about my ideas. And I would say, you know, oh, Arclight will do this, or I'm going to do that, or I want to do this, or I want to write that, or I'm going to, you know the drill. You openly talk about it. But what I discovered in my years of doing such a thing is that when I would talk about the idea, I would get so much praise and support on just the idea itself. And that would satisfy everything. I got a false sense of accomplishment. I got a false sense of execution. I got a false sense of just everything. You know, that instant praise, that instant gratification of an idea, I believe for myself and most people, it completely cuts off the desire to actually execute the thing, because you've already been given the praise and the support and the admiration for the idea. Your adrenaline, your desire, your want to accomplish that idea is already soaking up praise and support for something you didn't even do yet. And that's what I found what was going on with me. So what I found to do was 2 things. 1, not talk about the idea. You can talk about the idea, but just not in a public setting, like Twitter or whatever. Because what that does, again, it gives you a false sense of support and praise and execution. If everybody is liking it and, oh, that sounds good, I can't wait to see it, congratulations, you know, let me know how I can support this, that, and the other. People start saying stuff like that. Again, I don't know what the psychological terms and things are, like what happens inside your brain, but I believe internally you start soaking and eating that up. to the point to where you get complacent and comfortable with just that level of support. So you just keep talking about the idea and talking about the idea, never getting around to actually doing it, because the praise and support you get for the idea is more than enough. So what I've learned to do is write my idea down. Right? Write it down on a whiteboard, on a piece of paper, get a dry erase marker and write it on a mirror or something like that. Whatever the case is, just write it down. And then non-publicly, in private, I work on it to a point to where I actually have something to show people, right? Or number two, announce the idea to your circle. Your accountability. I talked about this on Instagram and my Instagram stories last week. I have two circles. I have my dancing circle. These are the people who I have a good time with, drink, go out, play games, watch movies. And I rarely get to engage in these activities with this circle because I'm usually among or talking to the other circle, which is my money-making circle. These are the people who hold me accountable, who don't pat me on the back for doing something real basic, who encourage me and push me to actually execute on what I'm talking about, who give me ideas, who give me support, and everything else in between. Those are the people you have to give your ideas to. And you gotta watch, and you have to masterfully craft this circle. This circle has to be intentional. This circle has to be with people who you're all trying to build towards the same thing. Everybody's on the same page. Y'all all got the same mindset. Y'all all ready to go. Y'all got different skill sets that can help each other get to where you need to go. That's the money move, rather than the money making circle. That's where your idea, if you have to tell somebody, tell it to the money-making circle. Tell it to the hustle circle. Tell it to the grind circle. Don't tell it to the dancing folks. The dancing folks who give you a false sense of support or to sit there and start hating on you because you are going way past what y'all all signed up and agreed to do, which is watch Netflix and go out to the club and this, that, and the other. You talking about, I'm trying to make five figures, I'm trying to make six figures, and everybody else is comfortable making whatever they're making at their job. You have to be cognizant of who you give your ideas to and where you put them at. Now, in some cases, public accountability helps, but I think in those cases, putting your idea out there for public accountability helps when you have the discipline to actually go forth with the execution, right? So if you have to put the idea out there, give it to the money-making circle. Give it to the people who actually want to hold you accountable for completing the thing. Give it to the people who are going, who you can call on at 12 in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock at night and say, hey, you remember that thing I told you about? Well, I started and I'm stuck. Do you have any advice for me? Those are the people that are going to use what they can within their skill set to help you get to executing and completing that thing. That's who you put your ideas through and to. Don't put it out on Twitter. Don't put it out on Facebook or Instagram all the time. You know? So whether your idea or your whatever, if it's to go back to school, to open up your own catering company, if it's to do whatever, give it to the people who are going to help you nurture it and see it grow. And that's all I got for that. So execution over everything. Ideas are completely worthless. Ideas are just perfect visions on paper. And ideas don't make money. I'm sorry, they don't. I've never, ever profited off of an idea. I profited off of the execution. of an idea, the completion of an idea. So if you want to write a story or a book, open up. Don't open up Twitter or don't open up Facebook or Instagram to talk about how you want to write a book. Open up Google Docs or Word document and type in the beginning or once upon a time and let whatever creative juice is carrying you through to the next sentence just take you where you need to go. If you want to start a catering business, don't go on Twitter. Go to Walmart. Go to a thrift store. Go to whatever, a wholesale lot or something, and start pricing out equipment for your catering business. Start going around and pricing out a van so you can transport your stuff. That's where ideas get set into motion for the execution. It ain't going on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest or YouTube and talking about it. Why not take that rush of adrenaline and energy and actually apply it to the thing that you want to do? That's how you get started on the thing. And again, if you have to tell somebody, tell it to the right circle. No more, no less. And that's all I gotta say. So that's that for today, y'all. You can probably hear my food cooking in the background. If not, that just means the audio setup for this app is extremely good at canceling background noise. So this week, what's on the docket for me this week? I am actually preparing to head to Memphis next week to actually go meet up with some of the folks from my money-making circle, which I'm extremely excited about. Dana James Mwangne and S.O. Tolson from Cheers Creative. And actually, y'all can catch Dana's podcast on here as well. Super amazing podcast, super amazing person, great entrepreneur, fantastic designer. She is the brand whisperer, y'all. She is amazing. And Esso is a king at the art game, the hand lettering game. He has a way with being able to really bring about expressions and feelings and emotions through words. They both do incredible work. And so I'm excited to go out there and hang with them and get down to some business. So that's what I'm really looking forward to. I know it's next week, but that's what, like, my mindset is I'm basing everything on preparing for that next week. With Arclight has some pretty dope things in the pipeline right now. One of the really good things is we actually have a Patreon getting ready to come out. I have been, I don't know, y'all, but the Patreon thing has always kind of bothered me in a way that I didn't want to go and ask those of you who have supported us for years now. I didn't want to go to the ask for the ask so early for y'all's support. You know, we've been giving away things for free for almost 7 years now. The mini issues, our old podcast, we've done videos. I mean, we do a lot. But we just brought on our ninth team member, Brian Hagen Miller. Hopefully I pronounced his last name right. Brian is a financial and business strategist, and he has come in and helped us putting together different revenue streams and different goals so we can actually build some capital to get things moving. A lot of things moving with Arclight. We've been kind of stagnant because we don't have any funds. And we've been funding it completely out of pocket for almost 7 years now. And as the demand grows and as the needs of the organization grows, we're all pretty much working a 9-to-5. It's really hard to get things going when you don't have any capital. So this Patreon should be out by the end of the month. We've been working on it for about a good month now. Brian came into the team ready to go. He had that ready before he was actually officially made a member of the team. So that's dope. We have some exciting book announcements on the way. We have what feels like 4 or 5 books in development right now. We've been doing, I don't want to spoil it. Maybe I'll, here's what I'll do. Maybe either today or tomorrow, I will go in to what we've been doing on the back end here. Restructuring some things a bit and getting our house in order as far as book releases and stuff like that are concerned. I think I'm burning my food, but it's cool because I'm talking to y'all, so it works out to some degree. So, so that's going on with Arclight. Other than that, like I'm good, y'all. I hope y'all are good. If y'all have any specific questions or just want to know more about something, please say something on Twitter. I think that's the easiest way to get to me. Tweet me, hit me up on Twitter at it's Ed Williams, ITS Ed Williams. And if you are in the process of starting your thing and you know you want to, build a personal brand or a brand and you're not quite sure how to do that yet, and you're going on Amazon and you're looking at like over 6,000 books on branding on Amazon, and you're listening to YouTubes and podcasts, and all this information is hitting you at once. If you go to my website, edwilliams.me, I have a free guide that's going to take you to the 3 best books and the only books you need on on branding. Let me say that again, because there's not an edit feature in here. This guide is going to take you to the 3 best and only books you'll ever need on branding. All right? Just 3. Like I said, there are over 6,000 branding books on Amazon, and most of them are BS. So these 3 books that I picked out, these are the same books that I've used to learn and grow and to build my own brand and help build other people's brand that have made me 4 figures at a time, right? So get these books to understand how branding works, how to name your businesses, how to position yourself, how to, you know, where your content should be, where your content should live. They are amazing books. They will give you everything you need to build a brand that tells a terrific story and be able to mobilize that story on all these different platforms. So again, that's at edwilliams.me. All you got to do is click the button at the top that says download your free guide, and it'll be in your inbox momentarily. So, all right, y'all, I'm going to get out of here so I can actually focus on not burning up the rest of the food. And I will see y'all when I see y'all. Have a good one. Bye.